Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
If Elliot Rodger was the spark, then what followed was the wildfire. His rampage in Isla Vista wasn't just a grotesque act of violence. It was a blueprint. In the decades since his 2014 massacre, a disturbing pattern has emerged. Angry, isolated men, radicalized by rejection, empowered by misogyny, and fueled by a digital community that worships violence. From college campuses to public sidewalks, from Canada to the UK, these so-called incel attacks don't just emulate Roger's rage. They took up his torch. And the death toll keeps climbing. In this episode, we're going to examine the most notorious incel-inspired killers and attacks since Roger's so-called Day of Retribution. Some succeeded by wreaking horror. Others were stopped before they could pull the trigger. But every single one of them carries the same calling card. Misogyny turned militant and loneliness weaponized. Let me know in the comment section what you think. On YouTube. If you're not on YouTube, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can find us there and comment. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to this or watching this so you don't miss anything in this series and all of the cases that we cover for you right here. So, on October 1st of 2015, students at UMPQA. How do you say that one? Umpqua? I'm going to go with that. Community College in Oregon. Someone's like screaming it at me right now, I know. It's an interesting one. Umpqua. Umpqua Community College. There we go. In Roseburg, Oregon. We're going to refer to it as Community College going forward. They were sitting in class when the 26-year-old Christopher Harper Mercer opened fire. He killed 9 people and wounded 8 before turning the gun on himself. It wasn't just another school shooting. Harper Mercer, like Roger before him, left behind writings steeped in bitterness, resentment, an admiration for violence. He idolized Roger. In a chilling note, he wrote, "Elliot Roger is a god." He expressed outrage at his own sexual inexperience and described being mocked for being a virgin. When someone teased him about it before the shooting, he snapped back that his virginity was involuntary. That one word, involuntary, anchors him squarely in the ideology of incels. Investigators later discovered Harper Mercer had been active on forums aligned with incel culture. He saw Roger not as a monster, but as a misunderstood avenger. His writings referenced incel lingo and mirrored Roger's grievances, particularly around romantic rejection and perceived social exclusion. Harper Mercer's attack marked a grim milestone, the first high-profile incel-inspired mass shooting on American soil after Roger. It was a horrifying reminder that Roger's ideology had, in fact, survived, and it found new followers. Fast forward to April 23rd of 2018 in Toronto, Canada, lunchtime. 25-year-old man named Alec Minison rented a white van, got behind the wheel, and deliberately drove it into a crowded sidewalk. He killed 10 people, 8 of them women, and injured 16 more. Minutes before the attack, Minison posted on Facebook, quote, "The incel rebellion has already begun," and quote, "All hail the supreme gentleman, Elliot Roger," unquote. If Roger laid the groundwork, Minison issued the call to arms. After his arrest, Minison confessed his motive in chilling detail. He said he was a virgin, felt oppressed by women, longed to spark what he called a beta uprising, and used incel jargon, Chads and Stacy's, black pill, retribution. His goal wasn't just revenge, it was recruitment. He wanted to inspire others to follow him. In court, his defense team argued mental illness, noting Minison's autism diagnosis, but the judge wasn't swayed. In 2021, he was convicted of 10 counts of first-degree murder. While his mental health may have shaped his worldview, it didn't excuse the clear, calculated nature of the attack or his alleged allegiance to Roger's ideology. Minison's case highlighted an evolution in incel-related violence. This was no longer just gun violence. This was vehicular terrorism, a method deliberately chosen for its low barrier of entry and devastating impact. His weapon was a rental van, not a firearm, and his message was global. On November 2nd of 2018, 40-year-old Scott Paul Burrell walked into a yoga studio in Tallahassee, Florida, and opened fire. He murdered 2 women and wounded 5 more before killing himself. His name may not be as well known as Roger or Minison, but his motives were chillingly similar. Burrell had a long documented history of misogyny. He posted YouTube videos railing against women, calling them sluts and whores, and praised Roger's reasoning, if not explicitly, his actions. In one video, he lamented never having a girlfriend, but ranted about women ignoring men like him. Gee, I wonder why. He'd also been fired from jobs and banned from public spaces for groping women and harassing female coworkers. And the most disturbing evidence, a 70,000-word diary, a novel he kept, filled with revenge fantasies. He fantasized about murdering women, punishing them for rejecting him, and restoring some twisted version of gender justice. Before the shooting, he left behind a note that read, "If I can't find one decent female to live with, I will find many indecent females to die with." According to the U.S. Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center, Burrell's attack became a key study in misogynistic extremism. His profile, they said, fit a growing pattern of men radicalized not just by hate, but by entitlement. In July of 2021, federal prosecutors in Ohio charged 21-year-old Trace Genco with plotting a mass shooting aimed at women. His plan? A full-blown incel revolt, as he worded it. He'd scoured locations, bought tactical gear, stockpiled weapons, and written a manifesto. One chilling detail, he referred to his target list as sorority women. Genco was obsessed with Elliot Rodger. He titled one of his documents, Isolated, a not-so-subtle homage to Rodger's lonely worldview. He idolized the Isla Vista killings and hoped to go even further. Fortunately, the FBI intercepted his plan before he could act. In 2022, Genco pled guilty to planning a hate crime. His case became one of the first federal prosecutions to explicitly classify an incel attack as hate-motivated terrorism. It showed that law enforcement was finally connecting the dots, recognizing that incel ideology wasn't just dangerous rhetoric, it was a direct threat. Until August of 2021, mass shootings were exceedingly rare in the UK. Then came Jake Davidson, a 22-year-old from Plymouth. Davidson killed five people, including his own mother and a three-year-old girl, before taking his own life. Davidson had been active on incel and black pill forums. He posted YouTube videos lamenting his virginity, expressing hopelessness about women, and embracing incel identity. He talked about being doomed by genetics and resented those who he saw as more attractive and successful. Though his victims weren't all women, his motives were soaked in incel grievance. His rage was directed not only at those he knew, but a society he believed had rejected him. The UK government subsequently opened an investigation into how Davidson had legal access to firearms despite a history of disturbing behavior. Again, it wasn't just a tragedy. It was a signal flare. It proved that incel violence had crossed oceans, borders, and legal systems. Misogynistic extremism, once dismissed as a fringe American phenomena, had gone global. The cases here are just the most visible. Since 2014, at least a dozen more incidents bear incel fingerprints, and those are just the ones that have been looked at in that light. You can only imagine the true number. In 2020, a 17-year-old in Toronto walked into a massage parlor and stabbed a woman to death. Canadian prosecutors labeled it the first incel-related attack to be prosecuted as terrorism. That same year in Arizona, Armando Hernandez Jr. opened fire at a shopping center targeting couples. He later told police he was an incel and was angry at seeing people in relationships. He wounded three people. Other plots have been stopped before violence occurred. One man in California tried to build a bomb to kill, quote, hot cheerleaders. Another in Texas wrote manifestos online calling for a war against women. Even when their plans didn't manifest into bloodshed, their intent was clear and terrifying. What unites nearly all these men is a pattern of behavior, disturbing online posts, histories of harassment, self-identification with misogynistic ideologies, and open admiration for previous attackers. In many cases, friends, family, or coworkers noticed. Sometimes they reported it. Sometimes they didn't. This is something that should be taken just as seriously as if you caught somebody building pipe bombs in their basement with a manifesto about how they're going to take out a group of people because of their race or religion. This is the exact same thing, except it's for their sex. And when you see the people like this, and we catch the people like this, we need to remove the people like this from society. Because I tell you what, they ain't going to change. There's no fixing some people. This is their ideology. They're not coming back from it. And we shouldn't let them back into society because of it. Even when authorities were alerted, systems failed. Just like Rodger, many of these men flew under the radar, even though they were directly on it. We just didn't have, and still don't have, the tools or the plans of how to deal with them. Because they weren't criminals yet. They hadn't broken the law, but they had clearly broken from reality. That's why the U.S. Secret Service, the FBI, and Canadian counterterrorism units now include incel behavior in their threat assessment models. And responding to the growing threat, law enforcement agencies have ramped up training on behavioral threat assessment. Agencies now look for patterns, social media posts idolizing mass shooters, misogynistic language, manifestos, stockpiling weapons, and histories of rejection and rage. It's great we can identify it, but we need to do something about it when we find it. Now, don't we? Some mental health experts are advocating for earlier interventions, especially for teenage boys showing signs of radicalization. But they face a dilemma. How do you treat someone who doesn't see themselves as sick, but rather a righteous angry? Online platforms have taken action too. Reddit banned R incels in 2017. Facebook and YouTube cracked down on hate speech. But many incels migrate to darker corners, like, I'm not going to name them. I'm just not. It's a digital whack-a-mole. Every time one form is shut down, another emerges. There's also a growing push for public education, especially around healthy masculinity, consent, and rejection. Experts argue that teaching boys emotional intelligence, hey, what an idea that would be! Empathy and resilience could act as a cultural vaccine against the incel window. Because once someone takes the black pill, taking them down becomes exponentially harder. Since 2014, incel-related violence has killed dozens and traumatized communities across North America and beyond. Each attacker had their own story, but the themes are disturbingly consistent: loneliness, entitlement, misogyny, and the belief that violence is justice. What started with Elliot Rodgers' Day of Retribution has grown into a global subculture that celebrates hate and mourns rejection with blood. But unlike traditional terrorism, there's no mastermind, no single ideology, just a network of angry men egging each other on until one of them finally snaps. Our job as journalists, as investigators, as humans, is to pay attention, to spot the signs, to build the systems that intervene before the next name becomes another hashtag, another shooter, another saint in the incel hall of fame. Because there's nothing supreme about killing for entitlement, and there's nothing noble about hate. One more piece in this series, and that's about Brian Koberger. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching so you don't miss that. And let us know what your thoughts are in the comment section of this very video on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you'll find us right there. Again, please press subscribe. We do appreciate that very much. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Annabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Annabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Annabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Annabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Annabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Annabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Annabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Annabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Annabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.